the pulsations of the air, once set in motion by the human voice, cease not to exist with the sounds to which they gave rise. Strong and audible as they may be in the immediate neighborhood of the speaker, their quickly attenuated force soon becomes inaudible to human ears. The motions they have impressed on the particles of one portion of our atmosphere are communicated to constantly increasing numbers. But the quantity of motion measured in the same direction receives no addition. Each atom loses as much as it gives, and regains again from others portions of those motions which they in turn give up. The waves of air, thus raised, perambulate the earth and ocean's surface. And in less than 24 hours, every atom of its atmosphere takes up the altered movement, due to that infinitesimal portion of the primitive motion, which has been conveyed to it through countless channels. And which must continue to influence its path throughout its future existence.
breaths. Right?
Just
Every atom impressed with good and with ill retains at once the motions which philosophers and sages have imparted to it, mixed and combined in 10,000 ways with all that is worthless and base. The air itself is one vast library, on whose pages are forever written all that man has ever said, or woman whispered.